Tens of thousands of Yemenis have taken to the streets of the capital Sana'a to condemn Saudi Arabia's nearly one-month-long military campaign against their country. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia continues its airstrikes less than a day after it declared the end of its deadly assault on Yemen. The International Committee of the Red Cross has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen following the Saudi bombing campaign. It says Yemenis are facing an acute shortage of food and medicines. Two bomb blasts have killed at least 10 people and injured dozens of others in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the bombings. The attacks come as the Iraqi army has made gains against ISIL in the western regions of the country. Ukrainians have held a rally outside the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to protest what they call Washington's interference in their country. They blame U.S. policies in Ukraine for the months-long conflict there. It is the second anti-U.S. protest in Ukraine in less than a month. Russia's energy giant Gazprom has dismissed EU's accusations that the company is abusing its dominant market position in European gas markets. The European Commission had said Gazprom broke EU antitrust rules. The move has further strained EU and Russia ties, which have been soured over the crisis in Ukraine. Public sector workers in the Belgian capital Brussels have gone on a national strike over austerity measures. The walkout brought much of the public transport system to a standstill in the EU's capital. Unions slammed the government for its failure to raise wages. Tens of thousands of Ethiopians have rallied in the capital Addis Ababa to protest against the killing of their fellow countrymen by ISIL. Days ago, some 30 Ethiopian Christians were beheaded by Takfiri terrorists in Libya. And the South African army has been deployed in full force in the capital Johannesburg and the city of Durban to stop deadly anti-immigrant violence. Opposition leaders say the government is losing control over society and is resorting to the same extreme measures taken by the old apartheid regime.